102.5 The Game will no longer be at the Walmart at 3600 Mallory Lane in Franklin today from 10 to 6, but we still are accepting donations for Pencil to Give to the schools that were severely affected by the tornado. To donate, go to give.classy.org/thegame4schools. That's the number 4. Again, that's give.classy.org/thegame4schools. Our community is tough, and we will come out of this disaster stronger than ever before. Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexrode, and it's that time of the week. We bring in our good friend Darren McFarland, brought to you by Craneworks, serving the Southeast for over 30 years. Visit craneworks.com. D-Mac, what's going on, brother?
Good morning, gents. I'm freaking bored, so let's talk.
I would imagine you're
the most boring weekend ever.
What did you do to practice social distancing this weekend?
Well, you know, as I was talking to Marquise off the air, I've been practicing social distancing for many, many years. I mean, I've been self-quarantined at my house in my man cave for a long time. So all the people that are just now doing it, you know, it's actually really, really fun. I've enjoyed it for a long time. You know, not much. Even though we did go out, you know, what's interesting is you guys know that last week was so weird. I've been doing this a long time, and I don't think I've ever seen shows change so drastically from day to day from an entire week. I mean, if you think about the shows from Monday all the way until Friday, I can't remember ever having news cycle / sports talk radio / just everything changing and so fluid like it did last week. I mean, even kind of my mindset of, you know, early on in the week is a little bit overreaction, and I'm completely in a different spot, completely in a different place, because we learn things, we educate ourselves, we read things, we talk to people, and we try to understand what's going on around us. And that's what I've tried to do, immerse myself into what's going on. And I got to be honest, if we sit here exactly a week later, I am on a completely different platform of where I am and what we need to do. And, you know, I feel like even though I thought we were going to be kind of business as usual as a family, we've decided maybe we're not going to be business as usual, that it's time for us to pull back, be aware, and understand what's going on. And that's what we're going to do moving forward, because I feel like it's the right thing to do, because unfortunately, I don't know how you guys feel, but unfortunately, I think we all probably feel this. If you've been paying close attention, this is going to get worse before it gets better, unfortunately.
Yeah, totally agree, man. I mean, look, you know, we were talking earlier last night. A friend had a birthday dinner, and we were going to go. But my mom's visiting us, and she's, you know, in the high-risk group. And I'm like, well, I don't want to – I mean, look, I think we'll probably be fine if we get this thing. And it's probably fine to go somewhere and eat. And I don't want people to not do that. But I was like, you know what? I don't want to go and just have it work out that I bring it back to my mom. You know? I mean, you think about that stuff. You could drive yourself crazy thinking about everything you touch or everybody you talk to or how much is the distance. But the bottom line is, why not just be smart right now? And like you said, Darren, it's going to get worse before it gets better, but it could get way worse if we do it well now and listen to the people who know about this stuff. Maybe we can make it less worse later.
Joe, I agree 100%. I'm not trying to create panic. That's the last thing I'm trying to do. I'm trying to create awareness. And yes, you can go crazy. Like, you can't go every step. Look, there is a certain element of, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen, right? I mean, unless you literally are in a bubble and you do not come out of your bubble, I mean, and I'm not even sure there's assurances of that. I mean, you know, I mean, we also have to be realistic about this. But, you know, just be a little bit more aware and understand that this is real, and just educate. I don't want people to panic. I don't want people, but I just don't be flipping about. I think that's probably today's message, because I'll admit I was a little bit more on the flipping side than I needed to be back at the beginning of this. And I know there's a lot of people overreaction. Where's the numbers? It's like, people, where are the numbers? We don't have any numbers because we're just now testing. You understand that? Like, the data's not there because there is no data. It's just
seriously
now coming in. I mean, you understand. That's what. By the way, we could have had that. We all got sick this winter. You understand? Like, somebody that you know may have had coronavirus. Like, you understand that could have been in play, but there was no way for them to know because they didn't test. They didn't run a test on you. So that's why the doctor said, well, you tested negative for flu. And so that's what happened. A lot of people probably experienced that are listening to that right now. They went in sick, and the doctor was like, well, you tested negative, so... But they weren't testing past that. And so you may have had something like that. So just let's calm down on where's the number, where's the data. It's going to happen. The data is going to be there now moving forward, and you're not going to like what you see. And I think that was a good message. Just be smart. Just try to be smart and a little bit more careful and cognizant of your surroundings. And, you know, I think the viral video that happened downtown over the weekend was – you know, just not the look here. I just don't know if that's the look that we want of, hey, you know, look, Nashville's undefeated, and wow, look at us, and we're partying in big gatherings and having fun. It's like, yeah, I mean, I'm glad you were having fun, but I just don't think that's – we realize states are shutting down, right? Ohio, Illinois, like you no longer can go. Restaurants are – delivery or carry out only, like bars and restaurants have shut down. Like, you can't have those gatherings right now. The CDC has sent out, you know, they have suggested to the government, like, it would be a great idea, like, for 8 weeks, okay? Gatherings of 50 or more, no more. So just be aware of what's going on. That's all.
Darren McFarland from Darren, Donick, and Chase on the line with us. And Darren, obviously yesterday the news coming down, the Titans have signed Ryan Tannehill to a 4-year, $118 million contract. What was your reaction when you saw the news?
Tom Brady would have done a more team-friendly contract.
Yes.
For all the people who wanted Tannehill, Tom Brady would have taken less. I'm just saying. You know,
played for about 15 mil, right?
I'm just kidding. Relax. Don't send any mentions my way on Twitter. Just don't, okay? It was a joke. I mean, good for Ryan Tannehill. I mean, the Titans know best. I mean, right? They just spent all last year with him, and they know inside the walls what his makeup is, what he brings to the table, what he's like on a daily basis. They've identified him as the guy moving forward, and I'm okay with that. I mean, he got paid. I mean, you know, he definitely got paid. And so we'll now see moving forward that if Ryan Tannehill can somewhat duplicate that. I don't think it's fair for people to expect him to look exactly like he did in the 10 regular season games and 3 playoff games. But, you know, moving forward, he needs to be the guy. He just got paid to be the guy, and I'm okay with it. I mean, everybody knows what side of the fence I was on. It was a bigger picture thing, more than just strictly who was under center. But I'm okay with it. That's what I said all along. This was nothing against Ryan Tannehill. It was simply just the other candidate, and I felt like, you know, big picture-wise, it would do wonders for this market. But I'm totally fine with Ryan Tannehill getting his payday and moving forward. That's their guy, and now we'll see how they approach Derrick Henry, because I do think it's very interesting how they're going to handle the Derrick. Are they going to tag him? Are they going to give him the big contract? If they do tag him, how does that affect Conklin and Ryan this week? Because I think if they tag him, I think Conklin and Ryan are going to get big deals elsewhere. Because remember, if they tag Derrick Henry, they've got all offseason to figure out a big contract, right? We know we probably won't play under the tag, but they've got all summer to figure out the right contract. They don't have to come up with that right contract this week.
Well, that's an interesting thing you just said right there. So you think if they do tag him, until they get a deal, he's not going to play?
No, I didn't say that. I think both sides recognize that he would not be happy under that. I mean, he's earned his payday as well. I mean, everybody knows. What is the current number? for the tag? If they were to, Joe, what's the number?
I thought it was 12. I thought it was 12-7. Was my understanding. I've seen some different things out there, though. Let me see if I can find it. 12-7 was the last one I heard on a running back tag. There was a smaller number.
That's why I'm asking.
That circulated this 12, weekend.
Right. I've seen 10s and 12s, and so I'm a little confused of what exactly the number is. Either way, he's a team player. He is the ultimate team player in Derrick Henry. They want to reward him, but they want it to also be right. They've got to be careful, because once you start giving everybody, I mean, the Predators have gone down this road. Once you start giving everybody the big contracts, then, you know, you have to start making tougher decisions around those bigger contracts. So it needs to feel right on both sides. I'm just saying the tag would give them some time if they don't feel like they're close enough now to finalize the deal. Then that allows them the time to really come up with the contract that makes sense for both parties.
Darren, last thing for you here. Obviously, this is probably a question we'll never truly know the answer to, but how real do you think the Tom Brady stuff was with the Titans? And when we look back at this era, like, do we think that Tom Brady had legitimate interest in coming to play here in Nashville with the Titans?
Obviously, none of us know the answer to that, Robbie. You're asking my opinion. My opinion is, do I believe it was real? Yeah, it was real. That's why we said on our show, that's why we were talking about it. We don't talk about things that aren't real just to get ratings or have people tune us in. We don't sensationalize things. If we don't believe that it's real, we're not going to waste our time and everybody's time listening. We're just not that show. So do I think it was real? Yes. I've stated that for months. How real? I don't know. I mean, it's a good question. I just don't have a good answer. I mean, there's only a select few people that know the real answer to that. Obviously, a couple people over there in the walls of the Titans facility and somebody in Foxborough. But, you know, and probably a couple people in Foxborough. But other than that, I don't think anybody really knows how serious it was and what Tom Brady's going to do next, I mean, which is interesting. But do I think it was actually real? Yeah. Like, you know, was there actual discussions of that being a possibility? Sure, I do. That's my opinion. That's why we talked about it for as long as we did. And I believe that's why everybody else was talking about it, because there was a real factor to it.
Darren McFarland from Darren Donick and Chase has been our guest here on Morning Drive. Darren, thanks so much for joining us, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Darren McFarland, brought to you each and every week by Craneworks. When we come back, we'll continue the Tannehill discussion. Also, we'll look ahead to, where is Tom Brady going to end up next? That's next. You're listening to Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Joe Rexroad here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexroad from The Athletic, taking you through this Monday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Talking about the Ryan Tannehill contract, 4 years, $118 million. That he signed yesterday to be the man moving forward for the Titans for the foreseeable future anyway. 615-737-1025. We'll take your phone calls and your text messages on your thoughts to Ryan Tannehill's contract. Also, where is Brady going to go next? 615-737-1025. Joe, I thought it was interesting there from Darren, who has been pretty vocal about, you know, the Tom Brady situation, about how, you know, if that's something that the Titans have a realistic shot at getting, you pursue Tom Brady. I think a lot of people said that the Titans would be a very good fit for Brady if he doesn't go back to New England. Now that we know that Brady will not be coming here and Ryan Tannehill is the quarterback, what are some situations around the league that we think make sense for Tom Brady? I still contend the most likely scenario, and I feel even stronger about this today, is that Brady ends up back with New England and he just goes at it with the Patriots one more time and sees how he can close out his career that way. But there still are a couple of intriguing options out there for him.
Well, we talked about the Bucs, and there was also the whole Bucs. Who was that? Was that Charles Robinson talking about that stuff with us? Yeah. The Antonio Brown and Tom Brady to the Bucs.
Oh, man, just going all in.
I mean, the whole thing with Antonio Brown is, you know, obviously – It's problematic.
But, dude needs some help.
But if you're just putting together just fantasy teams with talent, think about Tom Brady throwing Antonio Brown, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, buddy.
The Chris Sims stuff is really interesting on Tom Brady. It's a guy who has some links to both places, close to Shanahan. You know, used to work in New England. Really interesting, some of the stuff he has said and really reported about the Niners moving on, and also that Brady coveted San Francisco, which really does make sense. Especially, it's also, I mean, California is a very likely long-term spot for Brady.
Yeah,
it's also where he's from, and you got a ready-made Super Bowl team. If that's off the table, and now this is off the table, and I thought the Titans were definitely one of the best possibilities for him. I'm closing in on 90%, and I feel like he's going to be back in New England. I'm with Marquise. I would love the chaos. I would love Tom Brady to go somewhere else and, you know, go to the Chargers, the Raiders, the Bucks,
The Colts.
I mean, the Colts would be fun. That would be so much fun. And, of course, you'd get the home-and-home Tannehill-Brady showdown next year. But I feel like he's going to be back with Belichick.
I have some breaking news. Adam Schefter has tweeted out the Titans have placed the franchise tag on running back Derrick Henry, per his source. So there it is. We thought that may happen today with the Titans in terms of their negotiations with Derrick Henry, signing Ryan Tannehill to the long-term deal yesterday. According to Adam Schefter, the Titans have placed the franchise tag on Derrick Henry. So that doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to operate on a one-year deal this year and play under the franchise tag, but you know what that probably does mean if you're the Titans? You can pretty much say goodbye to Jack Conklin, in my opinion, at this point.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I guess there's always a chance you could still create a team-friendly-ish deal with Conklin, but you know what his value is going to be out on the market. So I think you're right. I think it makes it less likely that Jack Conklin is with the Titans next year. And now the question is, how does Derrick Henry react to this, and where are they in terms of trying to turn, you know, now they've given them, you know, this is at the least, it's buying of time. Okay, you know you've got him tagged for next year. You've bought yourself time. Where are they on actually putting together a long-term deal, which if I'm Derrick Henry, I darn well want, because this is his opportunity right now to capitalize on what he has done and on what his market value is.
I still think the Titans will end up getting a long-term deal done with Derrick Henry before the season begins next year. But, it does put some pressure on them at this point, because, look, you don't know how players are going to react to this. Maybe Derrick Henry, if a deal's not done, he shows up to training camp, he prepares for a season as if it's a normal season and he's ready to go. But you also, I think at that point, if you're the Titans, you've got to be prepared that he may hold out and he may want to stay out of the you know, the facility until a longer term deal gets done, especially at that position. There's a lot of precedent recently for that. Ezekiel Elliott did that, Le'Veon Bell did that. I mean, there's Melvin Gordon with the Chargers has done that. So there's a lot of recent precedent that's been set. I think that does put some pressure on the Titans to make sure they find a way to get this done before it comes to that.
Yeah, we think about the shelf life of the running back from the management perspective. We too often think about the management perspective on all these things. And so the management perspective is, man, it's just a huge gamble. Hey, here we go. The Atlanta Falcons are releasing Devontae Freeman.
Yep.
You know, they signed him to a five-year, $41-plus million deal. And, you know, he's been hurt. He hasn't done much since then. It's a big second term deal for a running back that has flopped, many of them in recent memory. But if you're the running back, if you're on the other side of the table, again, this is your chance to capitalize. And also, if you get tagged and you play that 1 year under the tag, which is, I just looked that up, by the way, it's like 12-4-7 is the tag number. Well, guess what? Now you get hurt and now you're done and you never cashed in. And that's the problem here.
Yeah.
And I don't blame Derrick Henry for being furious right now. And of course, you know that discussions happened around this, but still, like, if I'm Derrick Henry, I carried this team to two playoff wins. I won you that game at New England. I won you that game at Baltimore. I was the best running back in the NFL, period. I don't care if you put Deion Lewis out there for me on third down. I was the best running back in the NFL, and you should be rewarding me for it.
Yeah, and it's also one of those things where, let's just say for the sake of discussion, he does play this year under the franchise tag. You're talking about right now Derrick Henry is 26 years old. If he gets the four-year deal that we're thinking he's going to get, he'll be 30 when that ends. You go another year through this process, you're 27 years old. Our team's going to be still willing to give you a four-year deal? Probably not.
No, I mean, this is it. This is the time. And, yeah, 27 as a running back is considered old. 29 is ancient. DeMarco Murray came to Nashville, I believe he was 29, and ended up being a great deal for the Titans to get him. A great trade. I think it, you know, it changed things around here. Immediately they turned around. It wasn't all him, but he was a big part of it. He was the best back in the NFL until he got hurt in 2016. It also went super fast.
Yep.
And by, you know, he played in 2017, but he wasn't the same guy. And then he was gone.
He retired.
So, yeah, he retired. I mean, it happened fast. This is Derrick Henry's time in life right now to try to capitalize. And, yeah, I mean, now seeing this, because I thought, you know, if the Titans could make it work, then they could tag Conklin and try to make that work. And then you know if you're the Titans, you got those three pieces. Now, this you've got to think, more likely than not, Jack Conklin signs a huge deal with someone else.
And as John Glennon of The Athletic has pointed out, the Titans will have until July the 15th to work out a long-term deal with Derrick Henry. So then, obviously, that's getting close to training camp starting right after that. So it's going to be really interesting to see what happens on that standpoint, because – this is the risk you run when you sign someone to a franchise tag and offer the tender to the franchise tag. Like, you got to make sure, especially in terms of long-term deals with your running back, that you're trying to get something worked out. Got to get that done by then, because that's when relationships can go a little haywire. And who knows? Maybe he holds out at that point. I mean, I couldn't blame him if he did at that point.
No, either could I. Because, again, you think about, there's just no guarantee at that position. There's no guarantee in any position, but you get hurt, you play under the tag and you get hurt, and you know, you have lost a lot of money if you're Derrick Henry. So, yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see if they can work something out using this, because I have no doubt that that's the idea. I also understand. I understand the hesitation with running backs. You got to be really sure. It's just like this offense is built around this guy. It's not just built around a running back. It's him.
No, if you're Jack Conklin right now, though, I mean, you are seeing dollar signs everywhere you look. It's going to be, and you know, we've had Corey Curtis join us. I think a couple people have joined us and said, you know, Jack Conklin is going to end up getting paid more money than Taylor Lewan. And you think about that, and you're like, well, that really shouldn't be the case, but where the market is this year, this summer, for offensive tackles, I think there's absolutely a really good chance that Jack Conklin could end up making more money than Taylor Lewan. I mean, I think it's going to happen.
This is the reality of an open market. I mean, again, if you want to talk about Tannehill's deal and you don't like those numbers, just give it a few days. Because Tannehill's deal, and then like a year from now, Tannehill's deal, especially if he can play and be good, at some point it will look like a bargain. And so, yes, if you actually hit the open market, you're Jack Conklin. I mean, there is such a shortage in this league of quality offensive linemen right now.
Yeah.
Offensive line play is a problem right now in this league. So he can bank. I'm holding off on totally being certain that Conklin and the Titans can't get something figured out. That would be, again, I'd call it team-friendly-ish. I still think it's possible for the Titans to work a deal out with him, but for, usually in a situation like this, the guy would hit the market and go sign for a lot of money somewhere else.
615-737-1025. What's your reaction to the Titans placing the franchise tag on Derrick Henry? Do we think Derrick Henry would play under the franchise tag? 615-737-1025. We'll take your phone calls and your text messages. This is Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Joe Rexroad here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexroad from The Athletic. And Joe, the Titans have placed the franchise tag on running back Derrick Henry, reported by Adam Schefter of ESPN, which I don't think is a huge surprise. That doesn't mean that they can't work out a long-term deal with Derrick Henry. They have until July 15th in order to do that before he plays this year on the tag. But I think still pressing news for the Titans that, you know, you've got your running back on the franchise tag. You know he's not going anywhere this year, but you have got to find a way, I think, still to get this deal done long-term. And I know it's the running back position, and that's been devalued lately in today's NFL. But with Derrick Henry specifically, he is the offensive identity of the Titans. I don't know how much this part plays into it, but I think he is the absolute face of the franchise as far as the fans are concerned as well. I think this is a unique circumstance, even with the running back position in the NFL, where you've got to find a way, if you're John Robinson, to come to an agreement and get a long-term deal done.
Well, right, and that's a good point in comparing this to other situations. I can't think. I mean, even Le'Veon Bell, like, okay, Steelers fans love Le'Veon Bell, but, you know, they also had Roethlisberger and they had Antonio Brown. Like, he wasn't the entire focal point of everything in terms of Steelers fandom.
Right.
Derrick Henry is an incredibly popular player here, and I think some of that is we've got a lot of Alabama fans around.
Yeah.
A lot of people in Alabama who root for the Titans. There's the Alabama connection. But also, I think Derrick Henry has really endeared himself to this fan base in the last year and a half, not just being a great player and, you know, producing like he has, but also, like, I mean, his personality's come out a little bit. I mean, he's become the face of the franchise. Someone should give me a history lesson on this. I'm just going to throw it out there. I would bet that Derrick Henry right at this moment is as much a face of the Titans franchise as anyone has been in a long time.
Yeah, I mean, the two you think of immediately are McNair and Eddie George. I mean, that goes without saying. I would put, after that, maybe Keith Bullock in terms of his personality and in his production on the field. But even then, you're talking about a defensive guy, a linebacker.
Like Chris Johnson briefly was a superstar.
Yeah, but was he ever really, like, the face of the franchise? I don't know, maybe. But certainly since then, they've been searching for that.
Mariota was the guy everybody wanted to be, and he kind of was, and he
kinda
looked, but then it was always, I mean, all we've talked about for years here is he good enough?
Right.
And you got a lot of people on both sides of that. There's pretty much a consensus on Derrick Henry. I mean, there's a, again, unanimous opinion on Derrick Henry that he's a star and everybody loves him here. So that also complicates it. I mean, more importantly, if you're John Robinson of the Titans, is you want him on the field because you're not going to win nearly as much if you don't have him healthy, playing like he was the last year and a half, you know, last year and four games. But also, this is a fan thing too.
Yeah, Adam Schefter also reporting that AJ Green has been given the franchise tag in Cincinnati, and Dak Prescott in Dallas. The Cowboys have placed the exclusive franchise tag on Dak Prescott. So, you know, we've heard reports of Prescott asking for like $40 million a year, trying to get the long-term deal done. Cowboys have gone the route of putting the franchise tag on him. Now they're trying to work out a longer-term deal with Amari Cooper as well. But Amari Cooper can hit free agency now. So it's going to be interesting to see how that situation unfolds in Dallas between Dak Prescott and Amari Cooper. Because if I'm Amari Cooper, you look at the situation and what they may end up having to pay Dak Prescott long-term. After already giving Zeke Elliott that contract, may not be a whole lot of money left over for Amari Cooper.
No, exactly. By the way, on the tag number, I looked up, you know, the tag values, and it was 12.47. Like our buddy Steve Lehman just tweeted out, you know, it's 10-something. I asked John Glennon. I'm texting John Glennon. He's on a podcast right now and still responding to my text. Thank you, John Glennon.
What a legend.
Athletic Titans beat writer. There's not an official number yet, so there's no official number of what Derrick Henry would make under the tag, but let's safely say it's in that range, in that 10 to 12 range.
And he's going to be looking for more than that long term.
That's the thing. It's not just sometimes, you know, someone gets tagged, and obviously you don't want to get tagged. You want the long term deal. But like Kirk Cousins got tagged 2 years in a row in Washington and made, I'd say, a salary that would be acceptable to you. Is that, you know, he wasn't a top five quarterback in the NFL, but he got average of the top five guys at the position. So that's okay. At least in the short term, you're getting paid money that you're happy with. But like Derrick Henry, I mean, again, if he's saying Zeke's, and I know he walked back on it, but, you know, Zeke's deal is the floor. I think you're thinking more like you want to make like 15 a year with a long-term deal. And I get people balking at that. But, again, this is Derrick Henry's chance to capitalize and to get a big contract. This is his chance in the NFL to do that. So you have to respect that. And to me, I don't care what anybody else has done. I understand that it's been a bad run for running backs with big deals. That doesn't mean he's them. He's not them. Doesn't everything, all these other failings of, you know, Freeman and Johnson and Le'Veon, all these guys, it doesn't mean that it's not going to work with Derrick Henry.
Joe, we talked in the last segment about how this could impact Jack Conklin and his future with the Titans. The other big free agent is Logan Ryan, and I think we have just assumed that it was probably going to be pretty difficult for the Titans to keep Logan Ryan. I think more difficult now. They've decided to go the route of franchising Derrick Henry. I would expect at this point it's pretty likely that Logan Ryan will enter free agency and will likely not be back with the Titans next year. Just my thoughts on
it. Yeah, I mean, they can't sign everybody.
No.
And I think Logan Ryan would love to be back with the Titans, and I could make a really good case of why it would be great for the Titans to have him back.
Yeah.
But I think it's probably likely that he's somewhere else, and I think he's still an attractive guy to teams out there. You know, the Conklin thing, I tell you, this is really interesting because you could make the case. I know the initial reaction is sort of like, oh, Henry's tag. Okay, so Conklin's gone. You could also make the case, well, or Henry's tagged and get ready for the Conklin deal that's about to be announced. You know, that's another possibility. I mean, a big thing here also is like, are the Titans trying to get themselves in position to go after a pass rusher? By the way, all the pass rushers are being tagged.
Yes.
They're being tagged left and right. I mean, that's another premium position. But you could look at this from an overall strategy perspective and say, are the Titans trying to do this while they go make this other big spending move?
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly a possibility. And the other part is this. Let's say, just for the sake of argument, Jack Conklin has not been signed by the Titans and he goes to free agency, somebody pays him a big contract, and you're forced to move on at that point. Then do you reopen the door for Logan Ryan at that point? Maybe. I mean, obviously Logan Ryan is not going to cost as much as Jack Conklin is going to cost on the open market. Maybe at that point, if you're the Titans, you say, okay, we've lost Conklin. We'll have to address that in the draft. Let's make sure we don't lose Logan Ryan in addition to that.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, some of this is, it's like, I'd like this guy, but this is a priority. Oh, lost this guy. Okay, this guy's back in the fold. I mean, Dennis Kelly's a guy who certainly, you don't want to lose Conklin and Dennis Kelly. I'm not sold that like Dennis Kelly is, you know, your long-term answer there as your starter. But if you lose Conklin, I think you have to. I mean, you're gonna draft pretty high, I think, a tackle, and then you also need Dennis Kelly back.
Yeah, and certainly you can't lose both, because we finally saw it last year, Joe. Jack Conklin got back up to where I think we thought he could be in terms of his potential. It took him a little while to get there last year. It took the entire line as a whole a while to get there last year. Obviously, Taylor Lewan's suspension had some to do with that. Nate Davis coming in. Roger Saffold really struggled the first 5 to 6 games of the year. Then he figured it out. They finally looked like they were gelling towards the end of last year. So it would be a shame to have to kind of rebuild that and restructure that if you're the Titans. That may be something that they're forced to do here with Jack Conklin potentially being on the move. But that's why I think you and I both agreed that of the four, we ranked Logan Ryan fourth in terms of just the importance to this group. And it's nothing against Logan Ryan. It's just the position that Jack Conklin plays. We finally saw what a completely healthy and an in-sync offensive line looks like for this team, particularly in the run game. And you'd love to just be able to pick up there again and build off of that. And it seems like they may not be able to do that this time around.
Yeah, and this is a question to them of, and we'll find out, of how much they value that and how much they think of Conklin, the way he played last year, Conklin and Nate Davis moving forward as a tandem. It was, you know, it was a much better pass blocking line at the end, but it was never a great pass blocking line last year. I mean, right. They were on pace, of course, early to set the record for sacks allowed, so it was that bad. But as when they got going, and as a run blocking unit, they were something to behold. So if you're moving forward and you're trying to take last year's offense when it turned around and continue it, you know, I think Henry and Conklin are both big parts of that, but easier said than done to have it all back together.
When we come back, we'll continue the discussion on Derrick Henry being placed under the franchise tag by the Titans. What does that mean for Conklin? What does it mean for Logan Ryan? Also hit on the NFLPA approving the new CBA and what that has an impact on the Titans and their negotiations in free agency. That's next. This is Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Joe Rexroad here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Final segment of the day here on Morning Drive on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexroad here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Joe, Derrick Henry franchise tagged. Hopefully they can get a longer-term deal done. You would expect those negotiations to continue as they move ahead here and make other decisions in the free agent market. How much do we think potentially adding a pass rusher is involved in the franchise tag with Derrick Henry? You're trying to get that next element of your defense to really be a difference. Like, we knew how good the Titans' defense was last year, and that was largely without kind of that dominant pass rusher that you need to have in today's NFL. How much of a priority do we think that's going to be for John Robinson this week? Because it's hard to say, because a lot of these guys, they keep getting tagged.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, who are you realistically going to be able to go get?
And yeah.
The name, of course, the obvious name, which I just, to me, is not an elite pass rusher, but he's a very good player, is Jadeveon Clowney.
Yeah.
And obviously, there is history there with Clowney and Mike Vrabel.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime Mike Vrabel, if he's friends with someone, if he coached someone, we got to speculate about the Titans signing that person.
That's right.
But like, I would not give a huge deal to Clowney. I wouldn't do it. I don't think that's exactly. I mean, to me, you need a pass rusher.
Yes.
If you're going to go get someone. So who does that leave right now? Everybody's tagging their pass rushers. The Bucs tagged Shaq Barrett today. Who all is tagged? The Ravens tagged Judon. We got to get a list. The
Chiefs tagged Chris Jones.
Yeah,
he's a tackle.
More
that's a little
DT
bit
guy.
But
yeah. There's others that may be coming. You know, it's now look. There's always a chance of sort of like a B level guy that really, really intrigues the Titans, and they go get him. But I don't know. The more I think about it, the more I really think that this could come in tandem with a Conklin deal. I know some people are going to say, "Now he's gone. You can't." As I marinate on this, I feel like Conklin and some kind of long-term extension, which probably would not be the kind of money that he could make going out there totally on the open market, might be coming here. And if that's the case, well, then your pass rush is you're counting on Jeffrey Simmons being dominant after a promising rookie year coming right off the knee injury. You're counting on Harold Landry to keep improving. Yeah, Kamalik Correa, keep grinding. And you're going to draft someone. And that may not be enough. But that, to me, would signal what we were just talking about, which is this offense, for a pretty decent stretch, was about as good as it was, as offenses got in the NFL.
Yep.
I mean, they weren't the Chiefs, but it was a pretty special offense once it got all going. So you want Tannehill, Henry, and Conklin back, and this is the best way John Robinson could see about doing it. That's if I'm right, and my growing suspicion is right, and that Conklin deal is coming in tandem with this. I could be totally wrong. Conklin may be gone, and that money may be spent on a Clowney or someone like that. Or hey, maybe something else entirely, yeah. Man. Maybe they'll go.
Who knows?
They'll go spend $12 million on a backup quarterback. I don't know.
They're going to sign Amari Cooper from Dallas.
There you go. Well, it is. So we talked earlier in the show about the CBA being approved in a very slight margin, I think a 60-vote difference in the NFLPA's decision to go ahead and move ahead with the CBA. Well, one of those things that happens and that happens as a result that's affected the Titans right now is the transition tag. You don't have both the franchise tag and the transition tag at this point. So how nice would it be after you've made the decision, if you're John Robinson, to tag Derrick Henry with the franchise tag to then be able to send Jack Conklin along with the transition tag, where at least you have a chance to match an offer coming in at that point. And now with the new CBA, that's a luxury you don't have anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, things, you know, I'm sure obviously everyone wants labor peace.
Yeah.
People want the NFL to continue. But if you're the Titans, the way things went,
waited a couple more days.
Yeah, made things a little tougher on you here. So that would have been helpful to be able to put that on, you know, put that on Conklin and just see what the market does bear. Because sometimes you go out there, you're like, oh, the Jets, they're going to pay him all this money, or the Browns, or whoever it is. But you don't know until they actually do it, you know. And so sometimes the market is not what you think it is in your wildest speculations. I do think it would be pretty big for Conklin, given what else is out there among free agent offensive linemen, and just given the lack of quality offensive line play in the NFL. Again, if you think in those terms and you're John Robinson and you really like the way he got healthy and played last year, this is why every second, more and more, I'm convincing myself that a Jack Conklin deal is coming.
Tyrann Mathieu has weighed in on the Titans' decision to franchise tag Derrick Henry. He says, quote, they paid the QB, but the running back who made the quarterback's job 75% lighter, he don't get no love. Boy, it's cold. Thank God that man's comes from a good family. So there's thoughts from Tyrann Mathieu, one of Derrick Henry's contemporaries there and peers in the NFL.
Yeah. Well, hey, I don't disagree. I mean, now I think a lot more of the work that Ryan Tannehill did last year than a lot of people who just sort of didn't really watch the Titans. I mean, when did people start watching the Titans? When they played the Patriots, right?
Yes.
That's when people watched the Titans. By the way, if anybody watched the Titans play the Saints this year, they might have noticed that Derrick Henry didn't play and Ryan Tannehill should have out-dueled Drew Brees, but for an illegal hit that wasn't called and
yes,
Cleve Raymond's fumble. But I still agree that Derrick Henry is the centerpiece of the offense and absolutely made Ryan Tannehill's job easier. They were a great tandem. They made it work for each other. But I still think the center of it all, the way things worked out, the way things evolved for the Titans, was Derrick Henry. And if you're the Titans, you do not want to face the prospect of Derrick Henry not stepping on that field next year because of this decision.
The Raiders all-pro tackle Trent Brown has also weighed in on the Titans' decision to franchise tag Derrick Henry. Says the fact that the Titans put the tag on their workhorse, the man who put the team on his back week in and week out and paid someone who was only there for half a season, really bothers me. So this move by the Titans to franchise tag Derrick Henry, not very popular among NFL players so far.
Welcome to the world of quarterbacks versus running backs. I mean, it's just how it is, you know? The quarterbacks, everyone wants to pay the quarterback. The quarterbacks, yeah, again, Tannehill's deal is going to look cheap before long, and everyone is freaked out about paying a running back, which, again, I think honestly, it's been a run of bad luck at the position.
Yeah.
I really do. I mean, you know, Todd Gurley got hurt, man. Todd Gurley has not been the same Todd Gurley. And Todd Gurley was hurt before, too, by the way. Todd Gurley came into the league hurt, and so, you know, that appears to have caught up with him. And some of these other guys, it just hasn't worked out. It doesn't mean now the running back position is dead in the NFL, and you should never, ever pay a running back. But right now, that's how things have gone, and so people have recency bias, and they have more fear because of the way some of those things have worked out.
Joe, real quickly, gut feeling, do the Titans get a long-term deal worked out with Derrick Henry? I say yes.
I say yes. I don't know when, but I think they have to. They've done this, and we have no idea where things were, but they have to do it. And so I do believe they will.
Going to be really interesting to monitor. Again, the Titans have until July 15th to get a long-term deal done with Derrick Henry. So they've chosen to franchise tag Derrick Henry. We'll see what that means for Jack Conklin and for Logan Ryan as the Titans move ahead here this week. That's going to do it for us today here on Morning Drive. Joe, thanks for coming in today. Appreciate you, brother.
All right, you too, man. Do it again tomorrow, right?
Absolutely. Hope everybody is properly social distancing themselves. We'll be back tomorrow from 6 to 10 a.m. on Morning Drive. Darren Donick and Chase coming up next. This is ESPN 102.5 The Game.